passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Readability is key when you're writing copy, whether it's for your business, the school newsletter, or a website. But unwittingly, many of us produce copy that can turn our audience off within the first few lines. So, what's the biggest clanger? And what should we do differently? Leslie Morrissey is director of copywriting company Leslie Writer.
From the point of view of the actual copy, it's they write about themselves instead of about what their customer wants. And then it's, to coin a phrase, you end up with copy that's been weed all over, because it says we do this and we do that and we can give you this and we can create that. And most people aren't really interested in that. They want to know what's in it for me.
So how do you actually do that? Because even if I'm thinking, well, this is what I can do for you, then there's something in it for you, but I'm still doing the we thing, aren't I?
No, it's just a matter of spinning things around. Instead of saying we can do, you say you can have. And it is a technique. And I suppose if I was feathering my own nest, I'd say you need a professional to do it. Because most people, including me, find it really hard to write about their own business objectively, because you know too much. You're too in it.
Once you've written a really good copy, then, is that enough?
No, it's to do with how you present it to the reader. You can have what they call killer copy, and it can be unreadable purely and simply because of the way the design is put together. And that's not a fault in designers in that they're deliberately getting it wrong. The problem is that they don't get taught this in design school, and all the design courses do not cover how people read as well as what they read. I mean, design is not interested in what they read, but they should be interested in how they read, simply because if you do something to the copy that prevents people from getting your message, it all is a bit pointless, really. And there's lots of things that do that, from headlines that aren't headlines. For instance, on the web, you have, instead of the headline on the page that tells the reader, yes, you've come to the right place to get what you thought you were looking for, it says services. That doesn't really help me. It doesn't engage me. I don't feel, yes, I want to read some more. I just go, And if there's quite a lot of text on the page, I might go, no, I'll go somewhere easier. Because online, most people are impatient and lazy, so they want instant gratification and they want it without having to do anything to get it, really. So it needs to be quite easy for them to see. And there's lots of devices designers use, like they use dark backgrounds and light text, which is really hard for the eye to handle. And because you read subconsciously, the brain doesn't get the message and it just categorises that material as difficult.
You talked about how people read. What does that exactly mean?
It's a combination of things. It's about what I was just saying about the way the eye takes in information and brain processes it. But it's also to do with things being in the right place. And people don't start reading at the top of the screen. They actually start reading about 2/5 of the way down the screen. And they need something to focus their attention. So if the headline is in tiny weeny 14-point bold, they probably won't notice it so much. It needs to be a good bit bigger and in a piece of white space, sitting right where they're looking. And there's some bizarre things that you just wouldn't think would affect people's ability to read. For instance, on a physical screen, if your copy's right up against the left-hand edge of the screen, I'm not talking about the menu, but the actual content, people find it uncomfortable to just move their eyes that little bit further over. It's strange, but true. They like it in a bit from the left so that they're comfortable to look at it. The problem most designers have is you really have no idea these days what size of screen people are looking at things on. So you need to make sure the headline's far enough up that even on a notebook computer, it doesn't go below the fold, which is the first screen. Because if you have a picture across there, which is quite a popular device on websites, often it pushes that headline off the bottom of the page on a small screen. So people look at it, they see a picture. The picture doesn't necessarily tell them anything. Message not there.
So that implies, therefore, that the headline must also be very important.
The headline is very important. It needs to be very reader-focused. And I tell people, go away and ask your clients, your existing clients, why they buy what you give them, whether it's a product or a service, because once you understand that, you'll find it's much easier to write copy and headlines, because it's focused on what people like about you, not what you think you're giving them. And often that's not the same thing. We all think we're very good at, well, we wouldn't be in business if we weren't good at what we did, but often what we think we provide is only a part of it, and people buy us for all sorts of different reasons, because there's always someone else out there who does what you do.
Do you think there are particular colours that are best to use or best to avoid?
The Americans on sales pages do like red, but only in small amounts, and red is the hardest colour to read on the screen. I would say that you need to stay away from tones that are very close to each other because they argue. So if you've got a mid blue and a mid green, you'll find your eyes are struggling with that because they're too close to each other. They're in competition. And it's almost the same with headlines. If you've got a number of places with information on the page, you need to have one that's dominant because otherwise people's eyes go from one to the other to the other to the other. There's no obvious place to start and it's a bit like, I've got to make a decision, I'll go somewhere else. It's much easier to find somewhere that takes me by the hand, basically. And that's what you're aiming to do, is you're aiming for a website to take the reader, get hold of them, take them by the hand, take them on a journey through your website to where you want them to go. And if you get it right, the copy and the design all contribute to that.
That's Leslie Morrissey from Leslie Writer.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright, Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.